I'm going to jump. When did the sadhu period, was that blessed also by Maharaji?
Well, the thing is, when I first got to India and I saw my first sadhu, because Kabir was, you know, had an open world and he was living up in a more like a sadhu with these other Westerner men who were, wanted to be sadhus, so they were living like sadhus. And so once I saw sadhu, one came and stayed at Kabir's for a few days, it was like, that's what I want to be. That's what I want to be. I mean, not only they didn't have storage units, they really didn't have storage units. What you saw was what they had. And I just thought that this was just the ultimate.
So I'm going to go back in terms of, you said that you had this Catholic background.
Yes.
So did you have a kind of a renunciate kind of...
I always wanted to be a cloistered nun.
Right.
Okay?
Right.
And I wanted to be a saint.
Right.
Right? I wanted to be a saint. And if I was going to be one, I'd rather be... And then in high school, when I was a sort of, you know, what you call junior here, the nuns were so cruel... that I never wanted to be a nun again.
Right.
But I always still wanted to be a saint. And when I heard Ram Dass and his saints are alive in India, and Kabir was already there.
Right.
So that it was like, whoa, there's no brainer.
So when your brother had this sadhus come over, you saw these sadhus.
And went traveling with him.
And
this
then you
girl,
were really saying, this is what I want.
This is what I want. I want to learn how to be one of these people.
Right.
And, you know, and I remember that because I was telling the story a little bit from Maharaji had told us we could come to Kenshi on the 15th of June. We'd seen him in Allahabad in February, and then we were went to the Taj Mahal in the Delhi, and everybody split up different ways. And I went to hang out with my brother and these guys who were sort of Westerners who were living like sadhus.
Right.
And then the sadhu came, and there was another Western girl from Toronto there. And so she and I went with the sadhu on this outing. And I saw what being a sadhu was, and that that's what I wanted. So I started, like, you know, sort of wearing a tilak and wearing sort of different clothes. And
but taking on the penance or whatever you wanted.
Trying to be a sadhu. These guys were being sadhus.
But this also required a discipline within you to renounce or not get in.
But it was just step by step. Right now, I didn't really know what a sadhu was except for this guy that you don't. I mean, we went to some cave, you know, in the jungle. And so I brought, you know, like a can of milk, you know, cream milk, you know, solid milk or something for the tea and the this. And I was bringing all of these things. And like I was going camping. And I didn't ever use any of them because we were in this cave with all these stalactites and everything. And villagers were coming and bringing the food and bringing the chai and bringing the milk. And I just thought, my God, you know, it's just amazing.
Now,
all this stuff I bought to take care of, I mean, didn't need it.
Now, being a woman, did that have any effect in this?
It did. It didn't seem to. I mean, it didn't seem to.
Gotcha.
It was just, here's the sadhu. I mean, villagers didn't know what to think of it.
Were you the only Westerner?
I was. This girl, Beverly, was with me.
Okay.
And I just knew this is what I wanted to be. As soon as I saw their lifestyle, I thought, this is the way to go. And so then, like when I went to see Maharaji the second time, I had my little tilak and I was bathing in the river and I was doing all the things I knew sadhus did. And so that's when I saw Maharaji the second time. I was going to be sadhu.
Right.